Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
And we're back here at the hangar in Mountain Home as this is the championship game of the boys' side of the bracket for the Atlas Asphalt Tournament. Will be Mountain Home's ball inbounding here to start this second quarter.
Yeah, it was a hot start for Farmington, but good job for Mountain Home to try to get back into it there at the end of the period.
Gilbert's going to have the ball up top. They closed out the half yesterday good and was able to come out in a run. Corp's going to take the deep three right side. It's going to be good. Jackson Corp starts off the scoring in this half, just like he did the first quarter with three. Corp now with five on the night. 18-17, Mountain Home with their first lead.
We got four threes or five?
One, two, three, four for us. Ball's going to be dropped down low to Press Taylor. Press is then going to be fouled by Rhett Gilbert. That's Rhett Gilbert's second foul. Team's first foul. Gilbert's going to have to take a seat on the bench for Mountain Home with two fouls. That's something I saw Coach Taylor do. He put whoever Rhett was guarding on the block. He was trying to get that foul. Ball's inbounded to Teeter. He's going to cut behind everybody for the easy two. Second lead change here, 19-18, as Farmington takes the lead. Gilbert has it up top. McLean. McLean pulls up, 15-footer, free throw line extended, no good. Teeter comes away with the rebound. Farmington's going to get the ball to Roberts. He's going to set things in motion at the top of the key. Ball's in the hands of Teeter now on left wing. He gets it back to Roberts. They're going to set things up again. Roberts going to drive on Ethan Rosa, and they're going to call a block on Ethan Rosa.
That's a tough call.
Yeah, it looked like he was a little bit out of control there. Rosa looked like he had his feet set. The official saw it differently. Inbounds being set in. It's going to make it its way out to Rockwell. Rockwell's going to try to throw the ball down back to Roberts. It's going to be out of bounds. Turnover on Farmington. Mountain Home will take over.
Their fifth turnover of the day. So far, Mountain Home with one.
Checking back in is Zach Miller. He's going to replace Ben Rockwell.
You know, that's right now, I think that's another key, not just the baskets that Mountain Home's made, but forcing Farmington some bad decisions.
Yeah, they have. They've cut down their possession with the turnovers. Podwalski going to have the ball set the things in motion for Mountain Home. Corp has it left wing. He's going to drive on Miller. He's going to go up, and he's going to draw contact. It's going to send Jackson Corp to the line. We got Zach Miller with his first personal foul. Great job by Corp being aggressive on the offensive end for Mountain Home. Corp's first free throw rolls around. No good. Corp has one more to go. It's on its way, and it is good. Corp ties this game up, 19 apiece.
First tie of the day.
6:23 left in this first half. Taylor has it. Blaine Tate on top of him. And they're going to hand it off to Roberts, who's now guarded by McLean. Teeter's going to work on Podwalski. Gets both feet in the paint. Spin move. Good defense by Podwalski. Better offense by Maddox Teeter. He makes the shot.
You don't want it, Rosa. Go off with it. You don't need those three.
21-19 here. Mountain Home has the ball. Tate going to work. Gets it in the paint. Kick out. Ethan Rosa, left wing. Gets up. Gets good. Ethan Rosa with the three from the right wing. Giving Mountain Home a 22-21 lead.
And our third lead change of the day.
Roberts, McLean, Teeter. Working against Podwalski, rises over and he puts it up. It's good. Right now, Teeter having his way against Podwalski. Not much he can do. Sometimes better offense and better defense.
Yeah, just that size advantage. He's pretty much using to his advantage.
Podwalski going to try to answer on the other end. His three is off and long. Rebound comes to Zach Miller. Roberts brings the ball across for Farmington, guarded by Blaine Tate. Roberts going to take, get Teeter, post. He's going to be undercut. They're going to get Ryder McClain undercutting Teeter. Teeter's got the hot hand right now, and Farmington definitely feeding him. Teeter going to go to the line. First free throws for Farmington tonight.
Yeah, I think Teeter's teammates realizing he's in an advantage of his size to be able to get those baskets. They're getting in the ball.
They are. He's just rising over everybody as he gets his both feet in the paint, and he makes his first free throw, 24-22. Second free throw rolls around. It is no good. Blaine Tate back quickly with it. He's going to get the ball, drop it off. Ethan Rosa, left post. It is good.
What a find by Blaine Tate.
Excellent pass by Blaine Tate. Game's tied. Press Taylor working. Gets it to Schwartzman. Schwartzman drives, drops off. Zach Miller, he finishes at the rim. Zach Miller with his first 2 points of the night. Mount home back quickly as Corp has it in the left corner. Corp drives. Under, up and under move. He puts it in for two. Frantic pace right now. 26-26 tie game. 4:08 left in this opening half. Everything you want in a championship game. Schwartzman going to drive against Podwalski. Kicks it out to Taylor. Taylor gets it to Teeter, who's now being guarded by Ryder McClain. Teeter rises for three. No good. McClain, rebound for Mountain Home. Mountain Home pushing quickly. Tate, right wing, step back. Three, short. Ball's battle for. Rebound's going to come out to Sam Kirkman. Schwartzman back quickly with it as he's going against McClain. He hands off to Taylor. Taylor going against Podwalski. Drives, right hand layup. Up, no good. Zach Miller, offensive rebound and put back for Farmington. Miller has the last 4 points for Farmington. 28-26, and Mount Home's going to call a timeout. I don't know, but I needed that timeout too, man.
I hear you.
You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
And we're back here, Mountain Home versus Farmington. Farmington 28-26 lead, 3:18 left here in this half. 11 points scored by Farmington so far this quarter, both been by Teeter and Zach Miller. All of Mountain Home scoring has come from Ethan Rosa and Jackson Court.
Right now, Mountain Home's biggest Achilles heel is the rebounds. Farmington's out rebounding us 13-4 right now.
That's a big deficit to overcome. Rhett Gilbert checked in for Ethan Rosa during that timeout. Podwalski going one-on-one. Press Taylor, spin move. Podwalski puts it in for two. Great move by Podwalski.
Well, that was a great move. He got his defender off his feet and was able to just turn around and get that basket.
Mount Home in the man-to-man, switching everything. Schwartzman going to drive. Hand it off to Taylor down low. Taylor being guarded by Jackson Court. Misses the chippy. Ryder McClain comes away with the rebound. Mountain Home back quickly. Podwowski hits McClain, trailing three. No good. Rebound comes to Kirkman. Kirkman hands off to Schwartzman. Schwartzman brings it back for Farmington. Schwartzman going against Podwowski on the job. Podwowski does a good job bailing him up. He tries to hand it off to Zach Miller, but Ryder McClain knocks it out of bounds with 22 left on the shot clock. 2:26 left in this half. 28-28 game as Farmington's going to inbound. Taylor gets it to Schwartzman. Schwartzman feeds Teeter down low. Fadeaway is good.
Well, there's that number four again.
Yep.
He just able to get another good basket.
He uses that 6-7 frame, and he just falls away from the smaller defenders, and he's made all of them as Gilbert's going to work on Teeter. Mountain Home gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drive. Scoop shot. No good. Press Taylor with the rebound for Farmington. Press Taylor's just a freshman. He's going to hand it off to Schwartzman up top. Schwartzman's going to set up there the offense. Kirkman has it. Zach Miller. Short corner. Gets it back up to Kirkman. Ball's being swung around. Schwartzman's going to get it. Kick out. Press Taylor. Three. He's going to take a foul as Jackson Corp comes underneath Press Taylor as he's shooting the three. It's going to be Jackson Corp's second foul. It's going to put Press Taylor to the line shooting three free throws.
Well, I just got a little too close to him there. Just be able to try, you know, probably should have gone straight up, just try to, try to get block his view, but he just jumped into him.
Taylor's first free throw is up. It is no good. Set to check in is Keegan Roberts for Farmington. Second free throw by Taylor is on its way. It is good. Ethan Rosa checking in for Jackson Corp.
Well, they had another shot, I'm not sure.
Let's just see. Oh, they're waiting to come in for the shooter. And the second free throw by Taylor is good. That's our other sub, Ben Rockwell, checking in for Press Taylor.
Okay.
32-28, minute 31 left here in the half.
You know, we talked last night about how Mountain Home doesn't do much sub. I don't think Farmington does that much either.
It depends on the game. I've seen them sub a lot, but they do about 7 or 8 deep for sure.
Yeah.
Ethan Rosa did check in for Jackson Corp. Oh, sorry, Drew McGee checked in for Jackson Corp during that break. McClain going to go off the dribble, pull up 15-footer. It is good. McClain. Speaking of elevation, Ryder elevated there.
He really did. He made sure he was able to get over his defender and get a clean look.
32-30. As Roberts is going to drop baseline, he's going to jump out of bounds, kick it to Keeter in the right corner. Nothing doing there as Roberts goes back up and gets the ball for Farmington. Roberts going against Podwowski. Spin move. Left hand. Too hard. Drew McGee fighting for the rebound. Comes to Rockwell. Rockwell puts it up. Is no good. Ryder McClain jumps up and takes the rebound away from Zach Miller. 28 seconds left in the half. Mountain Home can hold for this last shot. This feels like a 5A conference game.
It sure does.
Blaine Tate. Dribble around the top of the key is 15 seconds. Rhett Gilbert going to get it at the top. He's got the 6-7 Teeter guarding him. 8 seconds left. 7. Gilbert going to drive, and he's going to take the bump from Teeter. We're going to get Maddox Teeter for his first personal foul against Gilbert. 4.2 seconds left. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball under their own goal.
Get down there, Drew!
Ball's going to be tossed up to Podwowski. 2 seconds left. Ball's going to be stolen. Rockwell's going to put a shot up at the buzzer. It is no good. And this game's going to end, or the half's going to end, with Farmington with a 32-30 lead. What a great half, Matt.
Man, I tell you, I'm wondering what the score mean for conference play when we get there.
It's going to be crazy. 32-30, Farmington leading here at half. We will be back shortly with the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today, we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course, physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
This holiday.